ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. I read a few pages of one majlis of Hazrat Shah Wasila Rahmatullah Alayh, and on one of that majlis was, it wasn't a full majlis actually, it's just a portion of a majlis. Due to the lack of time, I couldn't read the whole thing. But I'll just give you the gist of what Hazrat said. The unwan of that page was Tana'um wa talazzuz ki mazammat. Condemnation, criticism for those that are desiring pleasure and satisfaction. Desiring pleasure and satisfaction. Talazzuz, tana'um, tamattu', all this is the same meaning. All different words, but the same meaning. Saibat. People desiring satisfaction, enjoyment, pleasure, relish. These are all the adjectives that can be used to describe it. So, Hazrat surprisingly brought the ibarat from Shami. Normally, Shami is a fiqh kitab. You see? So, it caught my attention. The man why Ibn Abidin rahmatullah alayhi was a mutasawwif also. He was also inclined towards tasawwuf. So I will give you his ibarat from Shami. Mufti Sahib is also here today, mashallah. This is our job to answer fatawa. We go into Shami. Normally it's the kitab that we use. It holds a very high level when it comes to passing fatwas. So that when the fatwas comes to us, the first source we mostly turn to is Shami. But he says, mashallah, we normally pass fatwa on his, whatever his viewpoints are. So, in Shami this ibarat came, رُدْبَةُ الْعَابِدْ أَتَّخْيِيرُ بَيْنَ الْأَقْلِ الْمَنْدُوبُ وَالْمَبَاحِ وَيَنْوِي بِهِ أَنْ يُتَقَوَّى بِهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادَةِ فَيَكُونُ مُطِيعًا. Now, let me explain that ibarat to you. That the level of abid is based on his choosing between food that is mubah for him to eat. He's eating those things from the mubahat which Allah Ta'ala has made permissible for him to eat. He's choosing that food. But this is the highlight of this ibarat. وَيَنْوِي بِهِ أَن يُتَقَوَّى بِهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادَةِ. Now, when we're eating food, what should be our niyat when we are eating food? A lot of people eat food because they say, the chow is lekker. The chow is very lekker. Sanati. And they're very happy with the food. And they're relishing it and they're enjoying it. So they're eating food with the niyat of enjoyment. But here, the ibarat says you should not eat food with the niyat of enjoyment and talazzuzan and tana'uman. Allah has condemned a person who eats food with that niyat. In the Quran, Allah has condemned such a person. You eat food not for enjoyment, not for relish, not for satisfaction and pleasure. Rather with the niyat is, Ey Allah, the food that I am eating, whatever strength I will derive from this food, that strength will make my body stronger. You will remove weakness from my body. I'll get strength in my body. And I will be able to obey you and make your ibadah. That is the niyat why we must eat food. Not only for enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala has condemned the kafirs in the Quran. Look at what his ibarat goes to say. وَلَا يَقْصُدُ بِهِ التَّلَزُّزْ وَالتَّنَعُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى ذَمَّ الْكَافِرِينَ بِأَقْلِهِمْ لِلتَّمَتُّعْ وَالتَّنَعُمْ. Allah has condemned the kafirs for eating food solely and merely with the niyat of enjoyment. Allah has condemned them. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, in many, many verses actually, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ. Those people that are kafirs, they eating for what reason? They eating food. They eating food, يَتَمَتَّعُونَ, for enjoyment, for pleasure, for relish. Sanity. Our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amazing. Amazing. He would never condemn, even food, never liked it also, but he won't say the food is bad. He won't eat it maybe. But he never have bad words to say about food. That shows you, they never eat food just for enjoyment. Never have bad things to say for food also. Isn't that? And today, food is slightly not right and we make so much noise. Allah make us maaf. So we terrorize our wives also. So bring the whole roof down. So that is our weakness. Allah must forgive us. And then sometimes we forget. How many times she got it right and how many times she got it wrong? Out of 1,000 times, one time she got it wrong, but we'll condemn her for that one time. But the 999 times she got it right, did we ever praise her one day? Did we ever praise her? Allah make us maaf. We must learn how to talk to our wives also. What kind of tone to use, what kind of language to use. Afford her respect. She's the mother of your children. She's your spouse. She is your rafiq-e safar. She is traveling you in this journey with akhirat. She is holding your hand, you holding her hand. You're moving together towards Allah Ta'ala. Shouldn't a woman be deserved of respect? No, I know. Shouldn't a woman be deserved of respect? Especially your own wife, should she not be deserved of respect? You must respect her. Obviously, respect has to be mutual also. And she must respect you as well. She will afford you respect, you will afford her respect. Now, when you're affording respect to somebody, can you speak anyhow to that person? Can you speak disrespectfully, use any language, foul language, swearing, all that? Is that allowed? What does your mind tell you? Or is that jahalat? Is that not ignorance? Intolerance? Ignorance? Far away from humanity. Control the tongue. Control your emotions. Control how you speak to somebody. That's part of our akhlaq. Especially when it comes to people close around us. If you start affording respect to them, then Maulana, you know what? How it works. Once the respect they get, you start affording them respect, they in turn start respecting you more. Because see, look at this person. He's bigger than us, but he's still treating us with so much respect. Then you win their hearts. And once you win the person's heart, then you don't have to shout to tell them something. You don't have to scream at them to tell them something. You want their heart. But we don't know how to win a person's heart. We don't know, we can't understand how to win somebody's heart. Then when you win somebody's heart, then after that, one ishara to kaam ban jata, the job is done. You understand that? So that's very important. Win the person's heart, speak nicely, don't condemn the food, and don't eat food with the need of enjoyment. Rather, Allah Ta'ala has condemned the kafirs. He said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُ يَتَّمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ, and is making tashbih, كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامِ. Just like how the animals are eating. Animals only eat for enjoyment. Kafirs also only eat for enjoyment. وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ. They only eat, the bodies get fat and huge, humongous, and the fire of Jahannam waiting for them. The Quran Sharif is saying that. That is why, see, Allah has given us two aspects. One is our jism, and one is our ruh. Hazrat says, he wrote one poem of Allama Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh. Now it's in Persian, so I'll just leave the Persian, because we're not fluent in Persian. So, the khulasa of what Hazrat said, Allama Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh, he says that, is tan parwari or tan aarai ka anjaam ek din ye hoga ke tum deen se alahida ho jaoge. If you only give pleasure to your body and you turn away from your ruh, you don't care the condition of your ruh, and the ghiza that your ruh needs, you're not giving that ghiza to the ruh. and you're only worried about your body, I must be beautifully dressed and I must have everything tip top, everything up to date, the best of food, the best of shoes, the best of house, car, only everything zahiran. But note the wajuh to the ruh. Hazrat says, ahista ahista, apna deen kho bethenge. Slowly the time will come, you lose your iman, you lose your deen. Because the ruh never get the ghiza it wanted. What the ruh required, you never gave it. That ruhani ghiza. When you get the jismani ghiza, the food that we eat, that's jismani ghiza. That's we need to have that to survive in this world. So that we don't die. And one is the ruhani ghiza. That ruh also needs some food. The zikr of Allah. The ibadat of Allah. The ita'at of Allah. All that, it needs that. Now you're depriving the ruh of all that. And you're only worried about the outward. You have no care in the world about inside. Allama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, the deen will die within yourself. It will come like as if there's a twig, and the twig was green and now it's drying, drying, eventually it's dead. And the point can even reach to that point that can lose iman. Can lose iman. That's why when we eat food, the niyat should be that for taqwa purposes, litaqawwi ala al-ibadah. For taqawwi ala al-ibadah purposes, we are eating food. So that Allah give us strength, we utilize that strength, and we make the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, this is from my side, when we sleep at night, don't just make niyat, I'm sleeping. No. Make niyat, ya Allah, I'm tired, my body is tired. I need rest. You see? I need rest. Oh Allah, you replenish me, my strength. So in the morning when I get up, I'm fresh. I can make your ibadah. I can do things that are pleasing to you. Now tell me, is if we make those kind of intentions for eating and for sleeping, doesn't your eating become ibadat? Doesn't your sleeping now become ibadat? And you know, and sometimes what happens is, now just say we went on safar or whatever, and we came back a bit late. Now you got a couple of hours sleep. Normally your body requires, Maustad Hazrat Maulana, Inayatullah Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, he always told us, Maulana, do not sleep less than 6 hours a day. And make sure you have your 3 meals a day. Your body needs that. And you need 6 hours minimum rest a day. So that if you're not going to get that, then your body slowly, slowly, you're going to get sick. So you need that 6 hours. Now just say you came from Safar. Now it shouldn't be your habit, but now you only got 4 hours left. Now before you sleep, you must make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Hey Allah, normally it takes 6 hours of sleep to get my body again back on level keel. Hey Allah, but you are Qadir-e Mutlaq. You put barakat in the sleep that you replenish my strength in this 4 hours. Make that dua before you sleep. So when your eyes close, you made that dua, then you'll find when you get up in the morning, you won't get up with a headache. Normally if you have half a sleep, you get up with a headache. But here you make dua to Allah. Allah, only have this few hours. Allah, within these few hours, you turn the table such that all my tiredness, you remove it and replenish me with strength. Now your feet, your eating became ibadat, your sleeping became ibadat. So our niyat as Muslims, there's a very big difference between us and kafirs. Our road is different, their road is different. They live for enjoyment in this world. Their whole existence, it evolves around enjoyment and appeasement of the nafs. And a Muslim is not like that. Mu'min aur kafir ke khane mein yahi farak hai ke mu'min sirf usko sabab-e-hayat samajhta hai aur kafir ka muntaha-e-maqsood hota hai. For him, that's the maqsood. And that's not our maqsood. Our maqsood is to please Allah. And for that we need physicality, we need strength, we need all those kind of things. So that's why we eat food, not because of enjoyment purposes. Understand, Ji? Now, in condemnation of the kafirs in the Quran, there are many ayats Allah Ta'ala condemned them. Not one ayat. Multiple places, and Allah, look at Allah's words. Look at Allah Ta'ala how He condemns the kafirs in the Quran. He says, "Kulu wa tamatta'u qalilan." Eat and enjoy for a short while. قُلُوا وَتَمَتَّعُوا قَلِيلًا innakum mujrimun. Allah is addressing the kafirs. He says, you are criminal. You are criminal. Allah Ta'ala is telling them, innakum mujrimun, you just enjoy here. Innakum qalil. You must enjoy yourself. Enjoy as much. But it's a qalil, it's only a short while, because you're going to die eventually. Your maut is going to come, so you just enjoy it out here. Do what your nafs gives you pleasure, you just do everything. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ تَمَتَّعُ. Say, enjoy. فَإِنَّ مَصِيرَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ. Your abode is the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala is telling the kafirs, because your maqsad is enjoyment, enjoy. But finality, what's going to be the final outcome? You're going to go into the fire of Jahannam. And in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا. See, everywhere Allah is using this word, tamattu, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. ذَرْهُمْ, leave them alone. Let them eat and let them enjoy. وَيُلْهِيمُ الْأَمَلُ. And let their amal take them astray, make them ghafil of the akhirat, all their aspirations and their plans and all those things. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Shortly they will know. Now in all these ayat here, Allah Ta'ala is condemning them because their only reason for existence is enjoyment. And food is connected to enjoyment. That's why everywhere Allah Ta'ala is talking about food and enjoyment. So that is the difference between us and the kafirs. And this enjoyment part of it is khush aishi, the ayash. You want comfort, you want all these things. That is the suburb of ghaflat. That is what takes us astray. That is why our hearts get dead, because of indulgence in the dunya. Indulgence in the dunya is very bad for the akhirat. Indulgence in the dunya is very, very bad for the akhirat. I came across two poems by my ustad, Hazrat Maulana Yasin Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, in Tirmidhi. He said these two poems. Arifana Hazrat Baza, he was also a sha'ir also. So he said this poem, he said, Dil ghafil na ho, dunya ko chhor jana hai. Dil ghafil na ho. Don't make your heart negligent. You won't have to leave this world. Dil ghafil na ho, dunya ko chhor jana hai. Baghicha chhor kar, zameen ke andar samana hai. You're going to leave this gulshan one day. This bagh, this garden is not going to be forever. You're going to have to depart from here. You're going to have to go downstairs inside the qabar. So don't let your heart become ghafil in this dunya. Don't let your heart become ghafil in this dunya. Tomorrow we have to go downstairs in the qabar. Ajib poem. Ajib poem. And this is all our akabir ulama. They diverted our hearts away from the dunya towards the akhirah. That's why I was reading. I think Mufti Majlis, he mentioned what Muhammad Sula rahmatullah alayhi says, you know, about the big jalsas people are having. So he says, if the maqsad of the jalsa is only people come there, flowery bayans and feeding and all that, and people say, make wahwa, wahwa, Muhammad Sula rahmatullah alayhi says, you get orators coming, they're speaking big bayans, and they're feeding people, and everybody is enjoying. But when they go from there, what was the essence? What did they take from there? He says, nothing. But in the Ahlullah's majalis, there's a big variance. There's no wahwa there. But when you go from there, you find your heart is disinclined from the dunya, more inclined towards the akhirah. If you have attained that, you have attained everything. If the heart is disinclined from the dunya and inclined now towards the akhirat, you have attained the maqsad of the majlis. Not only enjoyment. People even go now, say, that Maulana gives very nice bayans, you know. Hey, he cracks us, eh? He knows a lot of chutkile and he can give nice anecdotes, and we all people are laughing. Say, all make, sometimes he's making us cry, sometimes he's making us laugh, and he's doing, they love it all like that. And then those majaris, people are full, those gatherings are all full. Sahaji, because they're going for enjoyment. The maqsad is wrong. What hidayat you can get if your niyat is just to go for enjoyment. If your niyat is to go for islah, disconnect from the dunya, connect with Allah, connect with the akhirat, connect with the tayari, then we have attained the maqsad. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time. So that's what Muhammad Sula rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned. Then Hazrat Muayyasin Sahib gave another poem. He said, "E ta'ire lahuti, us risk se mot achi. E ta'ire lahuti, us risk se mot achi. Jis risk se aati hai parwaz mein kotahi." Now that bird is flying. See, supposed to be flying towards the akhirat, but your quest of your sustenance has caused a problem of your flight towards the akhirat. Samajh baji? That parwaz mein kotahi ho gayi hai. See, when a bird needs to take off, but it can't take off. It can't take off. Samajh baji? Because that risk is pulling it down. He's so engrossed in all that, he forgot about that flight towards the akhirat. So Allama Iqbal says, "E ta'ir lahuti, us risk se maut achi. Jis risk se aati hai parwaz mein kotahi." And then Hazrat said ajeeb thing. That's what I want to highlight. After he said these two poems, he said, "Mu'min ki esteem, mu'min ki esteem, quwwat-e ruhani hai." The esteem of the mu'min is the quwwat of his ruh. That's the esteem of the mu'min. That's what drives him towards Allah. If he is giving the ruh the food that it needs, that is his steam to take him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine, our steam to give elevation and flight to our ruh is our ruh, that ghiza. We're not giving that ruh that ghiza. So where are we going? We're not flying upwards. We're not flying upwards because we're only the kasafat of our jism and all the rahat jismani is holding us down to the ground. And in conclusion, I will just give you this because it came in front of me also. It's a nice saying of Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi regarding our rosy also. Yes, rosy should not make us ghafil of akhirat. Everything must be up to date on a daily basis. Allah, if our few actions that we do, Allah will make our rosy also easy for us. Our rosy, Allah will make it easy for us. Few actions we do. Now what are those actions that draws risk from Allah? So there are four of them highlighted by Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayh, which I will share with you today inshallah. Qala Ibn Qayyim, arba'atun tajribu risq. There are four things that draws rosy. Four actions. Number one, qiyamul layl. Standing up in tahajjud. Those people that stand up in tahajjud, Allah makes their rosy easy for them. Now if you want to stand up in tahajjud, you need to sleep early at night. That's why Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi brought one bab. Babu samar bil layl. Talking at night. Why don't talk at night? After Isha namaz, you go home, you sleep. Students by 10 o'clock, lights must be out. Even at home also, you must know when to switch off your phone. Time out now. Time to close the phone. Yes, there are exclusions to the law. For example, if dars is taking place after Isha, or some waaz is taking place, or some mehman came to your house, so that's an exclusion. There you can, just to make ikram of your mehman, you can sleep a little bit later, that's okay. But on a daily basis, try not to sleep late. Go home. After Isha, don't go and wander all over. Sanaji, don't want. You got a home. What are you going around everywhere? Sanaji, you don't have a house, you're going around after Isha? Go home, straight to your wife. Whole day she's waiting for you. But go speak to her. Give her comfort. And show her muhabbat. So that is what you must do. Go home. And then after that, make some zikr and then you sleep. So samar bil layl is important. Switch off the phone. And number two is waqasratul istighfar bil ashar. In sehri time, when you get up in the night, they say you have to go to the loo, or if you go toilet or urinate, whatever, then make some istighfar that time. Your eyes open. Say 20, 50, 100 times, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Allah Ta'ala has praised people who make istighfar in a sehri time. وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِهِمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That's the Quran Sharif says that. Sehri time they're making istighfar by Allah. That draws the rizq of Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, wa ta'ahudu sadaqah. People who give sadaqah in the part of Allah Ta'ala. But they are well disciplined. They make sure every time they're giving sadaqah. That will remove the ghazab of Allah Ta'ala also. It will remove the anger of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And also it will draw. It will draw the rosy from Allah Ta'ala. That's why one white lady in America, she wrote one bestseller. It became a bestseller. And what was the crux of what she said? If you give some, you get some. Now, if you give some, you get some. That concept, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us right in the beginning. Her book became bestseller. So the Quran is the bestseller. The ta'lim of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he told us. Sorry, but you give some, you'll get some. So don't keep your hand first closed. Sorry, but if some sadaqah you must give out, keep on giving out. Then you see how that will bring some more business to your business, and how much rosy will come, barakat will come in your home. All these things there. وَتَعَاهُدْ الصَّدَقَةِ. And number four, وَذِكْرْ أَوَّلُ النَّهَارِ وَآخِرُهُ. To make zikr in the early part of the morning, and in the part of night before you sleep. That also draws the thing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that draws the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will make rizq. May Allah give me tawfiq to make amal, and all of us to make amal, and fix our niyat when we are eating. Don't just eat for enjoyment. Do you understand? The kafirs, the animals do that. We are not kafirs, we're not animals. We are muslimin. Our objectives are much more superior. May Allah give us understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll make zikr now. And then, inshallah, we'll take this. Inshallah, we'll make that.